Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers. And we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. We need to learn a little bit more about you to make that possible. Go to podsurvey.com/firstdegree and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers that you won't want to skip. And once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/firstdegree. podsurvey.com/firstdegree. Thanks for your help. Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. You know, we're not our best today. There's been some things going on behind the scenes that I'll talk about what I've been going through.
Yeah,
I completely pulled my back out doing absolutely fucking nothing. Like, is this the sign of getting old? That you're just, your body starts deteriorating on its own and you're like, I would love to have a reason to pinpoint why I feel so shitty, but you can't. Like, that's where I'm at right now.
This is why people say that you have to exercise and like do Pilates, even if it's not for weight, like just for your health, because it like maintains the strength of all those little connector muscles that we don't really think about.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because I think we've resigned to like, we don't really want to do that. But now, like, I stretch in the morning. Like, that's a thing.
I know. You know, I was doing that during COVID. It was very nice.
You should set a reminder to, if you stretch in the morning, it wouldn't happen. It's just because like there's muscles you're not warmed up and you just turn a weird way. You like jerk and then suddenly you're in a spasm for 6 weeks.
Yep. Well, I feel like Jared, because Jared has like early onset sciatica. Oh, he's like a grandpa.
Tell everybody about this.
And he has to like go take breaks and lay on his stomach on our bed to like rest his lower back. So I'm like, maybe this is just like a sympathy back pull.
But I'm doing maintenance. I do back exercises.
Jared, you can't wear those flat shoes you've been wearing. That's what causes that.
It's the Converse.
You need like a better shoe. Converse fucks my back up. I like wore Converse to Disneyland once, and it was the biggest mistake of my life.
They offer no support.
Machine Gun Kelly said that if you don't wear uncomfortable shoes, then you're not punk. So I
oh yeah, he did say that.
Machine Gun Kelly, just like him.
Machine Gun Kelly got really mad that all of his like or just people that worked in music, we're wearing comfortable shoes, like Nike trainers, because you should be wearing shitty Converse.
Yeah, you should have at least 6 herniated discs in your back by 30 if you want to be hardcore. That's his...
Working on it.
Yeah, working on it.
Working on it.
Well, Jared, we got to get you some Dr. Scholl's insoles.
Yes.
Jack, we got to get you one of those massage chairs.
I got to do something. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, I hear you on the pain. I have not slept for a full 24 hours. More.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was yesterday morning since the last time I slept.
Tell us about it.
So my boyfriend, Matt, has like an inflamed appendix. So he had to go to the ER all night. And Jack just had it. So I was texting her frantically because she was telling me about her inner back. She's like, it's an interior back muscle, like it's inside. And then Matt was like, it's an inside muscle. I might have pulled a muscle. I'm like, maybe you guys have a same flesh-eating virus or something. Like, because you guys both started describing it. We all hung out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And suddenly Monday, you guys are both like in pain, doubled over. I'm like, oh, something's up here.
Imagine if it was some like another new fucking disease that we like made happen on our pool day.
Yeah. You guys would have gotten
an amoeba in a
public pool. Yeah, like a stomach eating amoeba that we all ate in our Mexican food.
You would have gotten it from Jared. Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yeah.
I have gingivitis.
That's right.
So he's it's okay. Untrue. Do you think that he would have gone to the ER in time if you didn't, if we didn't heed the warning?
I think that you guys nudged him to do it because no one wants to go to the ER on a Monday night. Like that's
no.
At like 10.
No way.
We were all like, and I was up all night because he's like, if they rush him into surgery. So I was up just waiting. I was just staring at my phone, trying not to fall asleep until like 4:30. And then they were like, they're discharging me, but I can't drive because he was on hella morphine.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let him drive. So I had to go pick him up and then drive him to his office. And then I came back here. And then I got home at like 5:30 and me and Jack had a call at 8, which was really at 8:30. I'm like, I'm going to get up at 8. And I was sitting at my computer at 7:55. And then it was like, oh no, it's actually 8:30. I'm like, motherfuck, I'm going to die.
She was just like sitting there with her like eyes shutting.
Yeah. And then laid down and I was like, I'm not going to fall asleep. So I just started like getting uppers so I could be productive. So,
And here we are, you know what?
Long night.
Can't miss an episode. We're doing the killing time with no sleep, no body functioning. We're doing it.
It'll probably be hysterical. Like it'll probably be really good.
I'm excited. So we're going to just jump right into the dark day. Are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. So it is August 11th and the dark day was in 2017 when Chinese crime writer Liu Yongbao, I hope I pronounced that right, was arrested for murders of 4 people nearly 22 years prior after announcing a novel called Beautiful Writer Who Killed. Like, oh my God.
A little on the nose as far as title, but yeah. Like little, kind of literal for me.
A little on the nose. So he was 53 years old and he received the death penalty in this cold case that went unsolved in Huzhou for nearly 24 years. So the author and an accomplice reportedly killed a couple and their grandson during a robbery in November of 1995 at their family-owned hostel. And authorities said that the pair killed the family to cover up the murder of one of the guests, which is insane. And the slaying stumped authorities for 22 years due to lack of surveillance cameras at the hostel. And they were finally able to break in the case. They were finally able to make a break in the case last year after using DNA evidence from a cigarette at the crime scene in 2016. So he goes, when they capture him, he says, I've been waiting for you all this time. Like, he was just writing this stupid fucking novel. Like, he was living his own little fairy tale, which is so fucking disgusting.
I'm fascinated by people who can just speak cryptically off the cuff. Cause I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, you know, like just bumbling, like out of anxiety and fear, but people who have like these cryptic one-liners ready to go, like, I want to be that person. I want that kind of like inner placid calm.
I think you have to maybe be like a cold-hearted sociopath because absolutely. That just is like so cool, calm, and collected, knowing that you're literally going to be probably jailed up for the rest of your life. And that's like the one-liner he's going to give authorities.
I've been anxiety, waiting for you.
Exactly. Yeah. And anxiety is fear, and sociopaths like aren't, they kill someone and they can just pretend they didn't. They don't live in that anxiety cycle that we would of like looking over your shoulder. They're pretty fucking measured.
They are.
And they don't self-sabotage because they're not carrying any emotional, like, they're not doing any emotional labor by keeping that secret hidden. They just don't care.
Right. Ugh, it's so insane. So,
what a gift. If I did not care about just one thing, I would have been like Bill Gates.
I know.
But I care about everything.
We care too much. We sabotage. So he later admitted in an interview that the gory details in some of his novels were based on the killings. So I was kind of thinking about this because I thought that this was just so interesting. And I'm like, how can I tie this into like a bigger theme for Killing Time? And though the books weren't, you know, the smoking gun, he was, you know, found, I can't speak to you guys. It must be all the meds I'm taking.
Muscle relaxers.
They didn't, you know, tie the books into his killings. They were found by DNA. But I was like, there are so many killers that ended up getting found for their crimes through the stupidest fucking reasons and through their narcissism.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's narcissism, like he could not help but to write these stupid stories, you know, being inspired by the actual crimes that he committed. So there are a lot of other killers out there that were that narcissistic and that fucking stupid that we're going to kind of dive into for True Crime Rewind today that I'm very excited about.
That sounds so fun.
It's going to be fun. And that's, you know, it's a big Achilles heel for sociopaths. They're very self-centered. to a fault. They fly too close to the sun.
They do fly too close to the sun. So we're going to dive into those later. But before then, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right. Welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand that we're either loving or hating. We talk about it, why we are bringing it to the stand, and then we vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to our lovely listeners on Instagram, and you get a vote as well. So would anybody like to kick it off, or should I go?
You can go first, right, or ahead. I can, whatever you want.
I'll go. So my On the Stand was inspired by a post in our Facebook group, and I can't remember who posted it at the moment, but it is the concept of putting ketchup on eggs. Now, this started quite a flurry in the comment section. There were probably over 100 comments about this subject matter, and I know how I feel about it. I would like to know how you guys feel about ketchup on eggs, because it's quite controversial.
You go first, Jared.
Okay. First off, if you want to rile people up, apparently food debates are the way to
go.
I feel like just people just die on just the craziest hills. My hill for this one is I don't even put ketchup on my fries all the time. So
eggs, I forgot about that.
No way. Maybe a hot sauce. Maybe like, you know, a salsa. Maybe a pico. I guess that's kind of a salsa. I don't want ketchup on the egg. I'm a very specific ketchup situational kind of person. And no, eggs is not when I'm going to use it.
You're a McNugget ketchup guy. What do you like ketchup with?
He's like a ketchup hater.
I'm just the occasional fry.
That's so insane to me.
The occasional fry.
It's blasphemous, otherwise, to be honest.
Yeah, not.
What about like a home fry, like a breakfast potato? You're not dipping those in ketchup?
No, that's hot sauce. Breakfast, for me, I go with
a hot sauce. That's a spicy ketchup.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's spicy thinner ketchup. Spicy ketchup, not guilty, in my opinion.
That's so insane. What about you, Lex?
Well, this is complicated. I don't like scrambled eggs. I don't like scrambled eggs at all. Maybe disguised on a sandwich if it's doused in cheese. Maybe. And if I was had a few mimosas, I wouldn't mind. But I have never had a scrambled egg by itself or put scrambled eggs on toast. I like an over medium egg. I'm an over medium. I'm a poached. I'm a soft boiled gal.
Yes.
You're forgetting.
I'm a
your
deviled
favorite.
Egg gal, which is like my favorite food besides chicken nuggets and chicken tendies. It's a secret. Honestly, it hasn't come up yet, which is shocking. Maybe next week.
I know.
You can't put ketchup on other kinds of eggs.
The only time that you can, and what I was going to ask Jared about, is a breakfast sandwich. Like, if I have an over medium egg on a breakfast sandwich, I am dipping that bad boy in so much ketchup. Like, every bite is dipped in ketchup. Like any other bite of a burger or a chicken sandwich, they're all dipped in a little bit of ketchup.
I wouldn't do that with an egg sandwich.
No?
A hash brown, yeah. But a breakfast sandwich, no. I love a salty goodness, and the ketchup sort of drowns it out.
No, always enhances.
Not always. Not.
Oh, see, I also don't really like a scrambled egg, but if I'm going to have a scrambled egg, like it must have ketchup.
That I'll agree with, where it's like, I don't like them. So if I'm going to like them, I need to drench it in cheese or another condiment.
Yeah. Like I don't mind it. And also even if I was having an over easy egg or an over medium egg by itself, I might be dipping it in ketchup.
Well,
I know
sick,
that's crazy,
Jacqueline.
But I might. I just love ketchup.
You know what? It's going to be 50-50. There's half the people are going to be like, oh, fuck yeah. And then the other half are going to be like, no way.
No, it was very polarizing.
This is going to be divisive.
Ketchup is a very nostalgic device for people where it's like, I'm an adult. I don't eat a ton of ketchup now, but I know I did when I was younger. So I think people really connect like moments and memories with ketchup, and like it builds their kind of ideology around food.
Yep. It's like I saw a toddler, I don't know when, but wearing a shirt that said, I put ketchup on my ketchup.
Yeah.
Same, obviously. No, I actually, I can remember a very specific moment of my Aunt Louise eating her over easy egg with ketchup in Syracuse, like sitting at the dinner table, breakfast table, whatever, and like kind of dipping it in there. So I have a very specific memory that makes me feel very nostalgic and like very safe and secure involving eggs and ketchup.
So honestly, what you just described reminded me of the Dexter show intro.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like the egg and then he splats ketchup and then it's like the egg cracks and it's frying and he's eating, cutting the ham.
Yeah.
That's your Aunt Louise to me.
That's such a good intro, by the way.
It was like really smart.
ASMR.
Yeah. Well, it was so smart.
Well, and it was just very like normal, mundane behavior. Because like breakfast, most people don't eat breakfast out. Most people eat something at home.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what even a serial killer would do.
It is what a serial killer would do. Okay, well, I say not guilty. I don't know about you guys.
Guilty for me.
I'll go with not guilty because it doesn't affect, not guilty, fine.
You're unaffected. Okay, yeah. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
So I was working from home today and trying to focus, and I have this schedule of TV I watch during the day. First, it's Good Morning America. Then it's Live with Kelly and Ryan. Then it's The View. Mm-hmm. Then it's Tamron Hall. Then it's Drew Barrymore. Then it's Dr. Phil.
Wow, okay.
Then it's Judge Judy. And normally, Judge Judy's at 4, and normally I just turn that shit off. But I was distracted. I was too tired. I don't know. I just let it play. And I realized that this woman is a genius. She has this approach to like common sense criminal justice that like I think everyone should enact. Like, let me give you the anecdote.
Okay.
Someone owned a condo and someone was renting the condo on Airbnb or Vrbo or something. And one of the people who were staying in the condo was an old woman and her son was staying with her. The son was like 40. She's 83. And she decides, even though there's air conditioning in the condo, to stand up on the bed to turn on a fan, even though there's air conditioning.
Okay.
And she falls and breaks like 10 mirrors in this room. She's fine. She's fine. But like the owner is suing for the amount of the mirrors. The son sues back for his mother's pain and suffering.
Oh.
And Judge Judy just goes, ma'am, you're smarter than that. You don't stand on a bed if you want to live a long life. You go get your son if you want to turn on that fan. There's air conditioning. This is ridiculous. Awarding to the complainant, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, common sense. This is so cut and dry. It was the most beautiful. It's what everyone was thinking. Like, you don't have to coddle, be like, ooh, like your liability. Like, this man rented his condo to you and stood on a... They were saying the mattress was too soft. It should have been more supportive for her to stand on it. It's like, don't stand on it.
Well, that's not what mattresses are made for. Mattresses are not made for standing. They're made for laying down.
Congratulations. You're a Judge Judy ideologist. Yep. You're there. Like,
listen,
cut and dry. It's common sense criminal justice. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And Judge Judy is it. There's a reason she's a billionaire, people. A billionaire.
Yep. And it's petty court. And I was just, Jack, this is like, I can't believe we don't watch more of this because this is like right up your alley. These are like, you love people, Jack, having petty disagreements.
It's fucking hysterical. The one before that was a mom suing her foster child for saying this foster child like took things. And then this child was like, this is the birthday card where she gave this to me. And Judy's like, next. She was going down the list of like things that she's accusing the foster child of taking, who's like 25 now, but that's like her mom. And I was like, and she was so disgusted that the mom would be suing her foster child, who's obviously been through so much, that she just like, this is going to the foster child, And I was like, I love Judge Judy. I don't like to watch the show. It's really not the tone I like. I like a news magazine background noise.
Yeah.
Like a Dateline or a 2020 or a View or a Ryan and Kelly. This isn't really it, but I can appreciate her style of law enforcement. That's what I'm into.
Okay. I think I need to watch more Judge Judy. I've always watched it on occasion, but I've never like let myself be immersed in it. And this might be a new thing.
I think
it's
you
like
love it.
One notch above that like real trashy like 90s talk show vibe. Like it's like one or two
Jerry
notches
Springer.
Above that.
Yeah.
It's like the Springer stuff. So it's like, but it's not. There's a little bit more structure to it, which I
like. Well, and you're also not dealing with like people's relationships. You're kind of just dealing with
disagreements.
Sometimes
it's like exes and they're fighting over something stupid. It's just riveting, but it's her approach. I just love common sense. I boil it down. What I think I want to convey is that like feelings aren't facts. And she cuts it down where it's like, I know you feel this,
but
like common sense, like feelings aren't facts. So let's get down to the nitty gritty of like true liability. And I'm just pro Judge Judith Scheinman.
Wow.
Clearly long a story super short. Fan.
Didn't something, did she just get a facelift? Something, I think, she did something to her looks recently. Or maybe, no, great. No. It wasn't a facelift. She changed her hair or she something.
Looks, maybe, but she looks fantastic. She didn't say how old she was, but she said to this woman, I'm younger than you and I wouldn't stand on a bed.
Oh my God, yes.
I love her.
All right, we're going to watch more of this.
We're not guilty.
At all. Yeah.
That's what, no, she like, she pushed her bangs back and the world just like was like, because she has that iconic haircut.
Yeah. Like and a then shag.
Yeah. She swooped him back and nobody could. It's like when Evan Rachel Wood from She's All That like took off her glasses and everybody's like, who is this?
That you was know? Evan. That was Evan. No, that wasn't Evan Rachel.
No, sorry. I meant Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, was there a goth? Was there a goth parody that came out?
No, Rachel Lee Cook. Same thing.
She's
you know,
beautiful. Yeah.
Three names. All right. So Judge Judy, not guilty. Not guilty. Love
not
it.
Guilty.
All right, Jared.
So mine is, I was at the gym the other day and I
no
walked
big deal.
In.
Humble brag.
No big deal. As I do normally.
You know, just getting just pumping iron.
Just getting swole.
That's how every day starts for me.
Yeah.
So I walk, yeah, right. I walk, yeah, not, yeah, right. So I walk in and the gym at our apartment complex isn't like, it's not like a big gym. Like it's got everything that you need, but it's pretty like communal. Like you got to be aware of everybody else in the room when you go in. So I walk in and there's a guy who I've kind of seen like lately, like coming in. So I don't know his familiarity with like this space, but he's on the treadmill and he's got his AirPods in and he's like screaming a conversation to whoever he's talking to. And it's like, I got there a little bit late this day. So it's like 9:00. So it's probably a work call. So my on the stand is, I guess being on your phone at the gym, like in the middle of the gym while people are like trying to focus on things or any space really where like there's not any, because they don't even play music at this place. It's like an apartment complex gym. So it's not like they're pumping like a radio station into it. It's silent unless you have your headphones in.
Yeah.
So I guess my on the stand is taking calls.
While you're on the treadmill?
On the treadmill or in like an area where you should not be on the phone.
So Jared,
I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Jared mentioned this to me on our walk just previously before we started this podcast. And it made me think, and I'm like, nobody should be having a conversation on the phone in a room with another person, period.
No.
Like, period.
No.
You should go, if you're going to be on a phone call, you should go into another room because nobody wants to hear one side of your phone call about something that they probably could care less about. Like,
or both. Some people are on speakerphone too, which is even, it's a,
which is
a
even
whole
worse.
Other level. But
there are two kinds of people because I'm the same way. It's like, I can't make a phone call in front of someone. Period.
No.
Period.
No.
Like, I need to go in a room and shut a door. Even if
exactly.
I'm making a doctor's appointment. Period. Like, I don't want anyone hearing how awkward I am on the phone. I don't even want to be there myself. So, like, the last thing I need is people to be like, hear me be like, hi, sir. Yeah, so I'm calling because, like, that's me alone, okay? So, yeah. Like, someone else there, I won't even get my words out. Forget it.
No.
So it's like, to do that at the gym, first of all, what kind of professional are you? Like,
I know.
Like, no one wants to hear you, like, clonking
huffing
away like a Clydesdale on yeah. your fucking treadmill when you're talking about the stock market or, like, interest rates or whatever the fuck it is that you do. It's just rude, and it's really unaware, and it's very – how old is he?
I'd say my age, probably, like, 30s.
God, I'm so jealous of people like that. Like, as much as I condemn it, like, I wish I had that sort of – ease with things yeah. that I need to do. Like, I come first. I'm just not yeah. like that. I'm like, oh, I don't want to upset anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If he was like, again, this, yeah, maybe it is sort of like, I was more shocked at that. Like, because if it was my mom and she's like yelling into her phone and turning it into like a text message that's like completely spelled wrong, there'd be a little bit more leniency here. But it's like some self-awareness of like, you definitely know how to use technology. You definitely understand how this sounds on the other end of the phone call for whoever
that's
you're talking
the thing.
To.
I don't like, want to be on the other end of that phone call.
Yeah.
Maybe it's this weird entitlement for like living there. Like, oh, this is kind of my home. Like, cause I know at Gold's Gym, that's where I go. Nobody come looking for me because you won't find me there a lot, by the way. But like I go to Gold's Gym in Hollywood and there are signs everywhere. You're not allowed to be on the phone. period. See? You're not allowed to be in the phone locker room. You're not allowed to be on the phone. There's Wi-Fi downstairs, and there's, like, a table near the shake station. So you could be on your phone there. There's, like, a designated area where, like, it seems okay. But, like, that's a serious gym. Like, it's all ripped dudes. No one's on their phone. And I feel like if someone
people
was...
People are there to get swole.
Swole and, like... People are kind of mean. Like, a couple of the actors from Sons of Anarchy go there, like, when that show was a thing. And, like, people are, like, mean mugging. Like, no one's on the phone there. But I think because you guys have an apartment complex
maybe they gym, think that that's their home.
Well, it's, like, an extension of their home, so they have this different sort of feeling.
It's a bit of, like, marking your territory. It's
yeah.
A little too close
he's
to
like
home.
A golden retriever.
Yeah.
Just trying to make himself known.
Well, no he's guilty.
Thing. Yeah, he's guilty. Bajillion percent. It's rude, guys.
I just hate a public
it's just
phone
like,
call.
It's literally just like people doing it in the stall on the toilet at a yes. public bathroom. With
it's
their
like,
pants
I mean, we've had
ankles.
We've had different versions of this concept come on Killing Time and I think on The Stand because it's just like nobody wants to hear anybody else's private
it's
conversations.
It's absurd. It's absurd. Yeah. I can barely keep track of my own thoughts and you're just telling your grandma about like what you want for fucking Hanukkah or Christmas. And I'm like, it's summer.
I'm just trying to sweat it out.
Help. Jesus. Okay, well, this is a great On the Stand, but when we come back, it is time for some true crime rewind.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't. And The RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
Yeah. It's rewind time.
Okay, so for this week's True Crime Rewind, we are digging into the narcissism and the self-absorption and the stupidity that killers have done that led to their downfall. And I thought, you know, what better way to start it off with the dumbass himself, BTK? Now, I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know a lot about BTK. We did a full episode on him with his daughter as our first degree guest, which was such a great episode, Alexis.
Incredible. She is an inspiration. Like,
she is.
She has not let this define her, and she hasn't let the idea that her dad is someone else damage her. Like, she still has this, like, preserved relationship with her dad that is not, that she can still be like, he was my dad,
yeah,
and he is also fucked up. You know, yeah, and she's really done the work and she's got it together. She's incredible.
She's amazing. So he was killing people between 1974 and 1991, and then he disappeared until 2004. And in 2004, he was getting kind of bored because, you know, he was kind of going back and forth with the police and taunting them and whatever. And he's like, I'm going to get back into it. So he starts sending the police all these different messages. And he asks the police if it could be safe to communicate with them via a floppy disk. He was like, is there any way that you can find out where I am or who I am through a floppy disk? And the police were like, oh, no. BTK, of course we can't figure out who you are through a floppy disk.
Floppies have just the utmost encrypted technology.
Yeah, anonymous.
We could never find you.
Anonymous. So he goes, and I'm pretty sure it was his community church that he volunteered at, and he goes on there, writes his message, sends it to the police. They find him fucking immediately. And after all this time, his narcissism, because he wasn't getting the attention that he used to and that he wanted, and his stupidity of believing what the police are telling him, who are trying to catch him, ultimately leads to his downfall. Like, if he didn't do that, they might have never solved these cases to this day.
Right, and wasn't it on the heels of an anniversary, and that's what sort of woke him up? Like, there was some news coverage, like, still haven't caught BTK, and then he was like, oh, I'm in the papers. And he was,
I think,
like,
so,
sort of,
yeah.
Like, he was like, it was like some significant anniversary, and he was following it, and he's like, oh, I should drop them a line. Like, I owe them a call.
It's so out. Insane.
Yeah, like, I, you know, it's been a while.
It's been a while, and they probably miss me. They probably, yeah, like, our love letters were, like, so fun.
Totally.
He is, like, the ultimate of just a fucking idiot narcissist.
Amazing
dumbass.
To ask the people who are after you, like, I can't get in trouble for this, right? And they're like, no.
Like, you don't have the technology to trace this floppy, do you? They're like, absolutely not. You can trust us. Like,
yeah.
We're wink, wink. We don't want to catch you, and you don't want to be caught. Like, we're aligned.
So stupid.
They're
so
like, we just insane. Really enjoy this back and forth. It's so fun for,
like,
us.
Honestly, this cat and mouse does it for us.
Oh my God. Ugh, what an
we don't
idiot.
Want justice for the children and women and men you murdered. Like, we're ready to let you go forever. Let's just play this game.
That's so insane. So he is the stupidest one, I think.
Very much.
Forever. Like, the dumbest idiot in the world. This other guy, I've never heard of this guy. His name was Peter Goebbels. He was
a
serial.
Name. I hate it.
I think it's Goebbels. Goebbels. Goebbels.
Making me feel weird. I don't like it.
I know.
Goebbels.
Ugh. So he was a serial killer whose murders were a product of his serial raping, and he strangled four victims between 1984 and 1985 in Berlin. His last victim was a 20-year-old woman, and he ended up running away when he saw pedestrians that were nearby where he was doing this. And because he was in such a hurry, he dropped his ID card at the scene. Authorities found it immediately, making his conviction a virtual certainty, except for, which is so crazy, when they were kind of like putting together all of his cases, this last rape had taken place on a Wednesday, and all the detectives had strung these different homicides together, but they're on weekends, so they're like, you know, he did drop his ID there, but it was on a Wednesday, not a weekend. But then they finally ended up, like, figuring out that it was him because he worked a normal 5-day-week assembly line, but it had been closed down for the retooling of a machinery that one Wednesday. Isn't that insane?
You know what? You can't be too predictable. This just goes with my thing. You got to be a wild card. Like, you can't you can't let people, you got to keep people on their toes. If you do something every day and they're like, that Alexis doesn't leave her house on Mondays. Like, I got to leave my house sometimes on Mondays. Like, there has to be, you have to, you can't be what they expect.
You and also need to invest in those like parachute pants that have the zippers on the pockets so that your wallet never falls out or your ID card never falls out. Cause that to me.
Also, what kind of psychopath carrying a loose ID card?
I know. Wild. Just well, like, it was like back in the, what was this, the 70s?
So they didn't have wallets?
The 80s.
Little, they didn't have little bags of coins they threw to pay people, like, I which just is my like, favorite method. You know, like,
in, here
like,
you go.
In, like, Robin Hood, it's like you throw a bag of, like, that's, I live for that. I've done it, like, twice in my life.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you remember the times?
No, but I know that I did it and I talked about it and was like, whoa, that was like what I see in the movies. Like,
be like, I wish I could do this more.
Yeah, it's like, here's some coins. Give me some mead. Like, that's what everyone wants.
Oh, I definitely, this will definitely stamp the times, but I definitely paid for some Blockbuster rentals with, or an coins? Overdue charge with a roll of quarters. Definitely.
Wow. Right. There you go, Jer.
Coins. Yeah, back
then. Now, with laundry in LA, that's like currency. Yeah. You guys have one in your unit, and I will soon, but I haven't since I lived in LA, which is
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
I never
big
once
upgrade incoming. Wow.
You know, I bought this new Louis Vuitton bag, and it has this little mini bag, like it's a coin bag that's on it. And I posted being like, I don't know what to put in
lipstick
here.
Lipstick.
And people are like, what about coins? And I'm like, who, other than Alexis, obviously, I'm like, who's walking around with coins?
No, I don't walk around with coins. I put them in a jar next to my back door for laundry. I don't want I want quarters for laundry.
Yeah.
But it is by definition a coin purse. That's what that item is.
It's obviously not made for coins now.
I also really like that bag. I might copy it. Sorry.
It's really cute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got to figure out what you're going to put in your coin purse, or else people are going to yell at you and say coins.
Chapstick. That's like for sure what I'm going to put in there.
Okay. Next person. Actually, this is a group of people.
Okay.
So these people got caught because they bragged about their latest kill. So they were called the Lane's Angels of Death. And this is fucked up. They were a group of nurses turned serial killers who operated out of a hospital in Vienna, Austria. And under the direction of head angel Waltraud Wagner, the group poisoned, overdosed, and drowned at least 42 patients, possibly over 200. And they were caught and convicted in 1989 after a doctor overheard them bragging and joking about their most recent kill. Have you ever heard
Holy
of these people?
Shit.
No, that's insane and so that's scary so because, like, we're all scared to go to the doctor as it is. Don't make it worse, people.
I know, and we're supposed to trust our doctors.
And nurses.
I know.
And orderlies, all of them.
And what's the craziest part of this is due to Austria's max sentence laws, all of the angels of death had been released by 2008. So they're all gonna,
I see why people would rather do a crime in Europe, though. I'll say that. It's just like, we like have electric chair still.
I know.
And we have firing squad still. Yeah. And like people,
you could be a serial killer and go to jail for as much as somebody did for like selling pot.
Honestly, you'd think that would be a deterrent here in the US and it just isn't.
No.
No. Just isn't.
No, it's not, which is crazy.
Yeah. The lethal injection drugs don't work. People don't care. Like, people don't care how scary that, like, people are just like, gotta do a crime. Gotta do a bad one. One bad enough for that.
So insane.
In a state where it's extra conservative, I got to do the crime there. I'm like, do you? Do you have to do it in Kentucky and Texas and Tennessee?
It's not going to, nothing's going to stop them.
Do it in California. Don't do it at all.
Don't do it all. Yeah. Okay, then the next person got caught because they went to the barber with the victim's blood in their hair. Earl Leonard Nelson, the Gorilla Strangler, had been accused of killing 26 women by the time he was arrested in 1927. This was a long time ago. And after killing victim Emily Patterson and losing some hair in the process, he thought that he needed like a new do. You know what? Maybe like it was kind of scraggly and he wanted to get a fresh new haircut. But I guess he'd never showered before and he went straight to the barber. The barber noticed dried blood in his hair and scratches on his scalp. So when Patterson's body was found, the barber was able to fill in Nelson's description linking him to the crime. Wow. Because he had chunks of blood
chunks
on his scalp.
got to get cleaned up before you go to the barber. You got to get cleaned up before you go visit anybody who's going to be doing anything to your body in any form. At least that's my thought.
I also
just feel like you can't show up dirty with blood all over you. That's not a good idea.
You also need to clean your home before someone else cleans it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Lines. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what people always say. They're like, what do you, I was like, oh, my house is being cleaned tomorrow. I have to go home and clean. They're like, I need everything cleared out so that you need a good job.
Yeah. Well,
because then they're like, how do I clean under this heap of like clothes she decided not to wear that she threw on the floor? It's like, you gotta be organized in order to get the most out of the clean.
That's right. So you gotta go wash your head off before you go to the barber.
And do all the dishes before anyone comes over, including a cleaning person.
Yes, absolutely.
Also,
it's polite. Our last idiot ended up getting caught because he clogged the
Jared? I see where this is going, and it sounds like it's a Jared.
He clogged the toilet with the remains of his victim. So Dennis Nelson was convicted of 6 North London murders in 1983, and he was originally living in a downstairs apartment, but he ended up moving to an upstairs unit, and because he didn't have a yard to bury any of his bodies in, he came up with a new method of disposal, and he flushed the victim's decomposing flesh down the toilet. Now, obviously, this is a problem. You can't even really flush a tampon down the toilet, let alone remains. So what happened is a bunch of these tenants of the building complained about the plumbing being blocked, but so did he. He also complained.
He's like, how dare they drop the ball on this cesspool situation?
Yeah, I don't know if, like, maybe it was just to make it seem like he wasn't the only person that wasn't complaining and to make himself seem kind of sketchy. But plumbers were called in, and upon removing the drain cover at the side of the house, they discovered small bones and pieces of flesh, and he was eventually connected to the crimes and arrested.
Dude,
but
serial killer audacity is, like, my favorite kind. Like, that's a wild thing to do.
It's so insane. And it's just, it's like, do you think by like pure like brute strength, you're going to make the remains be able to be flushable? Like
I don't think that he thought about how long like a decomp situation works too. He's just like, this is not something that's just going to go away. Like you have to know that.
Well, also water goes somewhere, probably a tributary and then to a larger body of water. Like you're not like, it's not the abyss. Once your toilet opens up, you're not like suddenly at the core of the earth and it's untraceable and it gets obliterated. Like it goes somewhere. You see all those dolphin things on the gutters. Like this goes somewhere. People are monitoring.
Yes.
Idiots.
Absolute idiots. Fucking idiots. Well, idiots, these people did some really, really bad things. And next, we're going to learn about the bad things that you people do.
Yeah, naughtykins.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Okay, welcome to your second favorite segment. After On the Stand, obviously.
You really throw True Crime Rewind under the bus, Alexis.
Everyone loves it, but people talk about On the Stand more than anything else we've ever done, even true episodes I've poured like months of my life into. Like I'll work so hard on like a really good episode, like for First Degree, and they're like, yeah, fuck ketchup on French fries. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So like it's everybody's favorite segment on this entire umbrella.
It's because they can relate.
That's right. And I don't want any of you to relate to crime. So this is a good thing.
Absolutely.
That being said, welcome to your second favorite segment on Under the First Degree brand. And I have some exciting firsty worsties for you. This is an exciting two-parter, which I really enjoyed, actually. And we're going to get right into that.
Okay, I'm going to try to make this short. Okay, so basically, I had a neighbor who was very, very loud, and they were disrespectful. Everybody in the community started getting tired of them. because there were just parties every single night. Well, I'm sitting in my living room and I decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to put in my AirPods because this person is just not respecting the quiet hours. They're not respecting anybody's space, and they have their music up loud and the bass loud. So I'm trying to connect my phone to it and my AirPods, and I noticed that there was a new item I could hook up to, and I was like, this doesn't look familiar. So I clicked on it, and the music next door stopped. And then I realized I was hooked up to the next door neighbor's speaker. So for about 3 or 4 days, I fucked around with that and kept hooking up to it and disconnecting her music from it. And sometimes I would play stupid stuff like, you know, cartoon sounds or jazz music or whatever I could. And for some reason, she stopped using the stereo. So I know it's kind of vindictive, but I was so tired of the late nights, and I'm not exactly sure if she ever figured it out, but yeah, I hooked up to my neighbor's Bluetooth speaker and fucked around with her for a few days. Anyways, I hope you guys have a good night or a good day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I personally love a victimless crime.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is sort of exactly, like, your neighbors can subject you to things without your consent, and it goes both ways.
I was really hoping you would be playing something a little worse in her speakers.
Yeah, I was wondering where we were going with that.
I was hoping it would be porn. You could have done porn.
Of course, we all went to porn immediately.
Porn would be. Maybe she did, and she's just trying to be like PG, because that's where my mind went. I'm like, I would put on some raunchy stuff for revenge.
And put just volume all the way up.
Yep. Or just the Macarena on repeat.
Oh my God, which,
or
by
like
the way,
Smash Mouth.
You guys, I told Jared this, but did you know that the Macarena is a Mandela effect? The dance that we all know and love is not the correct Macarena. No. It doesn't go hand up, hand down, cross, cross, up, up. It goes like hand up, head, 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 head,
cross, cross, cross.
It's not, but we all know it one way, and it's not the real way.
I learned that the other day. I blame Cotton Eye Joe, that whole phase, that whole era where everyone was doing Cotton Eye Joe and the Macarena. Our whole brains turned into scrambled eggs with ketchup on it.
It probably allowed there to be a glitch, and they were just like distracting us. They're like, do the Macarena. And then something fucked up happened 100%, on the other side.
100%. Yep.
Sparkly.
That being said, though, I love the hijacking of a device. Like, use technology to help you. Like, yeah. I'm with you. And I think that was like a very passive retaliation where you're like, I'm not trying to stir shit up. This lady's yelling at someone with a kid on her hip and throwing clothes outside of her place. Like, I don't need that energy at me.
Yeah.
But like, this is sort of like, ooh, it was an accident. My Bluetooth connected to your thing. Like, I think it's brilliant. And I think you're brilliant.
I love it. I love it. Great job.
That was a worsty. All right. Well, Lex, there's only one thing left for today's episode, and that's all you.
Well, because I didn't sleep, I have another banger for you.
Great.
We talked about stupid serial killers and how they were caught. So we're going to share with you a clip about the Lord of the Idiots. Let's just do that.
You have no idea what an idiot is. Elaine just gave me a chance to get out, and I didn't take it. This is an idiot.
Is that right? I just threw away a lifetime of guilt-free sex and floor seats for every sporting event in Madison Square Garden. So please, a little respect. For I am Costanza, Lord of the Idiots.
What a classic.
Honestly, classic George. Classic idiot George.
Lord of the Idiots.
Even more than, you know, he's fictional, so we can say he's more of an idiot than anyone else.
I don't think he's ever been more relatable, honestly.
I know. Dude, truly. Every time. The older you get, too, you're like, oh, man, I see myself in
We're
George.
All little
now
George.
I understand it.
100%.
We really are. All right. Well, another.
This was a delight.
Great episode for the Bucks, guys.
Considering we're all, like, you know, infirm.
Half humans.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've done pretty well. Except Jared, you look kind of spry, except for your sciatica. But it's going to be okay.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.